Om Shanti, good morning. Today's essence is of the Murli of 31st August 2019. Essence is, sweet children, churn the things that the Father reminds you of at the confluence age and you will remain constantly cheerful. At the same time, Baba often says that grind your own ingredients and you will experience intoxication. And isn't this the case when we are making our own food or fixing something by ourselves? This sense of creating something or putting our own energy into something really does bring a great deal of pleasure. It's a different kind of satisfaction than having something ready-made. It shows that we can push our limits, we get to see our strengths, and it also builds inner confidence. In the Laukic sense, the word churning actually has a negative meaning. And mostly it's used in an investment sense. It's associated with insurance agents or stockbrokers who try to generate more income or commissions from people's investments. And mostly it's illegal. So we're not talking about that term of churning or churning out. But Baba also talks about churning the knowledge in the sense of when we beat the cream till we get the butter. So if we apply that to spirituality, then what Baba means is to take the cream of knowledge that Baba provides and for us to whirl that around in our intellect so much so that we are then able to extract the butter. In other words, to get rid of any watery content that's not useful. And then we just hold on to that very rich part, which is useful and nutritious. And there are so many attainments through churning. I mean, first of all, as we churn, we're using our intellect, we're engaging our intellect. And we're not following blindly or with blind faith. We're not just following because somebody told us to. So Baba's really encouraging us to think, but think in a very positive way. He says, engage your intellect so you know what you're doing and you know why you're doing it. And I want to just refer to the Hindi mythology for a few minutes, because in that there is a story of how the deities and the devils churned the ocean. And so Vishnu incarnated as a tortoise known as Karma. And according to the myth, Vishnu descended to the earth as a tortoise to help recover those lost treasures. And it was believed that the ocean was made of milk in those days. So the gods and the demons set about churning the ocean together using a stick, a churning stick, which was Mount Mandara. And they used a serpent, the snake Vasuki, as a churning rope. So they tied Vasuki around the mountain and the devils made a team and the deities made a team and they're basically pulling it. So they're churning the ocean in this way. And in time, precious objects started to arise from this churning. In fact, there were 14 in all. I won't mention them all, but a few of them are the Amrit, which is the nectar of immortality, which they say was specially reserved for the gods. Dhanvantari, which means good health. And this is the second most thing after immortality, is good health and well-being. Lakshmi, goddess of wealth and good fortune. Chandra, the moon, which brings coolness and tranquility of the mind. Kamdhenu, the cow who fulfills all desires. The conch shell, the bow and arrow. All of these have spiritual symbolisms, which we know now from Gyan. Other objects related to elevated thought, self-sovereignty, stability, and understanding. I mean, those are maybe terms that even I can't pronounce. But this was the objective, in a way, to give back a sense of self-sovereignty to the people on earth. And that's what Baba's doing, isn't he? Baba is saying, as you churn the ocean, then you emerge all these treasures. And of course, each one of them has such a deep symbolism. So Lakshmi is not just wealth, but fullness and abundance. So there are different ways to churn something. We can take up a point per day and then simply keep reminding ourselves of that. And what I used to do is I used to write the point on a post-it note and I used to put it in various places. So either the same point or different points on post-it notes, and you would put it where you would see that place frequently. So it could be the bathroom mirror, it could be on top of the stove, it could be your steering wheel, your cupboard, wherever. So as we look at that throughout the day, then hopefully as we keep looking at those points, we will have greater realization and insight into those points. I think it's a good idea to keep the mind busy with this and keep the intellect busy with that, because if it's not busy with these points, then surely it will be busy with something else, right? Watching the neighbor or commenting on your colleague or looking at the weaknesses of your friend, something. So it's always good to keep our intellect busy and engaged proactively, so that it doesn't just wander off by default to the negative. And another thing that I do when I need to write about something is I draw a mind map. And so for this, I take a large piece of paper, I mean A4, A3, whatever is available, and I put the word in the middle of the page. So say, for example, I have to give a class on something. So let's take, for example, purity. Then I would just sit in silence a few minutes and then start to think about everything that comes up related to purity. And then you just put these spokes, these lines coming out of the word, and just write down everything that comes to your mind. And you'll find that there is a lot of gyan in the soul, actually. As we sit and reflect and churn, we really do have a lot of gyan. It's just that we're not applying it at the right time, but there is a lot of gyan over the years that we've accumulated. So I might say something like purity is the passport to the golden age. There's pure land in Satyug and pure land in the soul world. Purity means fullness. Purity means perfection. And purity means cleanliness. Purity means abundance, whatever comes to your mind, whichever word you choose. So I often use this technique when I have to write an article, and I just allow the thoughts to flow. So don't try to make too much effort. Don't try and push anything or think too much, really. Just allow and let it emerge. And then the third thing that you could do for churning is to sit in a group and churn together. So for us here, we sit every Saturday morning, we have done for the last 10 years. And after Murli, after they have their chai, whoever can stay back, we have 1 hour of Dharana class. And basically, we just call it Dharana class, but it's also a churning session. It's a way to go into the depth of some knowledge. And it's not a class, it's really a forum. And we all pick the topic together and everybody gives their 2 rupees on the discussion. And it just becomes very insightful for everyone present. And it's nice. It's nice to hear what others think, how others experience the knowledge and their experiences. So Baba said, churn the things that the Father reminds you of at the confluence age, and you will remain constantly cheerful. So what are those things? Well, that's everything, isn't it? It's all the knowledge that Baba gives us. So if I just take up any one point, it will give me such a sense of happiness as I begin to reflect on it. In fact, I remember in the past when we used to visit the dadis when we were just in Pandavan. And we'd go to any dadi, and most of their advice used to be, well, if you're feeling down, then just pick up any murli and just read a few of those lines and that will uplift you. That will be like an elixir to the soul. And it's true, it was. It was like that life-giving herb. I mean, you just read exactly what you needed to hear in that moment, and it really felt like it was coming from Baba. What I'd like to suggest is just take up any one point and sit with that, reflect on it, churn it, and you will feel so much joy and pleasure. So say, for example, you just took up the aspect of a soul. I'm a soul. Just that, basic, go back to basics. I'm a soul. And then imagine that we played our parts throughout the cycle and the soul is eternal. Just sit with that idea for a few moments, that nothing can kill the soul, nothing can burn the soul. The soul doesn't get wet. The soul doesn't get empty. Yeah, the soul doesn't get empty. It's we that feel empty, but the soul is full by nature. So just reflecting on the soul, for example, just reflecting on purity, just reflecting on contentment, just reflecting on pure love. And it really is joyful. I mean, I certainly do enjoy churning and extracting the butter from it. And this is where I'm quite intrigued by Leonardo da Vinci and his ability to question things. And that is how he became famous. That's how he became an engineer, an architect, a sculptor, a healer, inventor, because he had the art of questioning. And I think this is what Baba's encouraging us to do, is to question, but in a healthy way. For example, Leonardo da Vinci looked at the water well and said, how can we get the water to come to us? And that was the start of the underground pipeworks, where water now comes to our house. So when we churn the knowledge, we question it, but as I said, in a healthy way. And as we churn the knowledge, we are also dissecting it, we are digesting it, and then it begins to become a part of our life. So any point that you have thought about deeply will definitely stay ingrained in the soul and will come up at the time of need, naturally. So really when Baba says, churn the knowledge, he's really saying that for our own interest, so that we stay happy, we use the gyan in an active way, and we keep our lives happy and peaceful. So wishing you all a very lovely day. Om Shanti.